This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I've had Robin Witten with me for the whole week, and I want to know how you are bringing this really pretty spectacular week to a close.
Well, you know, I like to mix it up, Joe. So I thought we could talk today about a interesting celebrated teen YA title called Res Ball by Byron Graves and read by Jesse Nobis.
Okay. Now, I don't know Jesse Nobis, but I know that this is Byron Graves' first book.
It is. And this is a basketball story. And Byron Graves was a native basketball star and player and star in Minnesota, which is where this is set. What we have here is a story of an Ojibwe boy, teen, Trey Brune, who is really quite a brilliant athlete, but the younger brother of a superstar basketball player who unfortunately has died. And so this is the younger brother sort of trying to live up to the standards of his older brother, his father, who was also a ball player, and being a part of this Native community. I was totally engaged and, you know, absolutely into the story, so that and ended up rooting for the Red Lake Warriors in their, you know, in their basketball games against all odds, kind of.
And I know this is part of Heartrum Imprint, which is curated by Cynthia Leitik Smith, who I just spoke to, which is how I know this. And that means...
Yes.
We can count on it being tribally specific, which is part of what Heartrum does.
Yes. And of course, as I said, Byron Graves was a Native athlete. Jesse also is from Canada. So he has a Native cultural background that seems to be right into this. He has helped various community groups, including one called We Matter, for teens and with athletics. So, you know, this is it's a great casting.
Yeah, it really is. And the book's received a great deal of praise, too.
It has. It, you know, the American Library Association recognized it this year with the William C. Morris Award for Best Young Adult Title for a debut author. And there's also a group within the ALA called the American Indian Youth Association, I think, that gave it their literature award for best young adult novel.
And I know, and Cynthia Leitik Smith in our interview also made clear how important audiobooks are to Heartrum Imprint.
Yes. Really, you know, hearing these stories.
Exactly.
I think that a lot of Native communities have an oral tradition that, you know,
right.
is, and this is sort of a you know, a continuation of that. And
right. In the same way earlier in the week where we talked about listening to Tanner French and that banter that going on in the pub, it's the same kind of, you know, storytelling communication in often in Native cultures as well.
Absolutely.
So that listening heightens
right.
it.
And Jesse does a great job. You know, he's got these teen boys mostly. Actually, not all boys. Trey has a really great female friend. But the teens, the high school, the whole thing, and interestingly, the whole demands of training are very, very well told, I think, because Byron Graves knew all about it. You know, how hard you had to work, how much focus you had to have to be a, you know, a great ball player.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up at all?
This is just a little bit of Trey and working out before the season starts in high school.
Okay. This is Res Ball by Byron Graves, and it's read by Jesse Nobis.
A gym will never be as hot as an outdoor basketball court in the summer. If I can get conditioned in this setting, I'll be in shape for anything. I dribble the ball and imagine a packed gymnasium of fans and the state championship on the line. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Wes rolling up on his bike. I show off by throwing a crossover followed by a sharp dribble behind my back. 7 seconds left in the clock. Red Lake down by 1 point. State championship on the line, Wes says as he leans his bike against the fence of the basketball court. It's right across from the cemetery where my brother is buried. It looks like it's been freshly mowed, and the old flowers have been cleaned out. Makes me feel a little better that it looks nice over there. It's about a mile down the road from where I live, the one and only paved road that connects our entire reservation from end to end.
This was a very interesting excerpt because I loved the slight hesitancy in his voice in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as he's describing it and getting more carried away, you know, the energy kind of picks up. I mean, it sounds like a kid thinking.
Yes. I mean, he does a great job of representing, you know, all the kind of parts of Trey's life and his dealing with his emotions. I mean, it's a great teen title.
Okay, that is Res Ball by Byron Graves, read by Jesse Nobis.
Absolutely. And this is going to be featured later this season as part of Audiophile's new audiobook club. So it's quite, you know, it's a great choice.
Excellent.
For summer listening. And we're happy to feature Res Ball here.
I'll be happy to listen to it. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Joe.
Behind the Mic is supported by the publisher of Ghosted, An American Story, written and narrated by New York Times bestselling ghostwriter Nancy French, available everywhere you get your audiobooks. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are our contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.